In the name of Jesus, I speak.
我被安排要讲的主题是追求更多。
What I've been allocated to speak is to seek more.
那我就选择以追求更多的果子，就是圣灵的果子，来与大家彼此勉励。
So I'd like to mutually encourage one another with this seeking of more abundant fruit, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
虽然说圣灵的果子连七岁的儿童班的小孩都会背。
And although we may say that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is something which even a seven-year-old student can recite.
但是七十岁的老信徒也未必能够接满这九样果子，或者接得完全这些圣灵的果子。
But yet even a 70-year-old believer may not be able to have borne all these fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我不知道我能不能够这么长命活到七十岁。
I do not know whether I can live so long to 70 years old.
大概是没有吧。
Probably not.
因此就要把握还活着的时候，就要赶快努力结出这些果子。
And therefore I must make good use of the time when I'm still alive to start seeking and bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
因为这跟我们的永生有关系的。
Because this is very closely related to our salvation.
我们的主人不是一直在等待这棵树结果吗？
Is our master not always waiting for this tree to bear fruit?
一年又是这样，两年又是这样。
And if he comes back the first year, it is in this state, and the second year, it is still in the same state.
应该结果了，但是一粒果子都不会结。
It's time that we bear fruits, but yet we are still unable to do so.
主人有点失望了。
The master is very disappointed.
何必让他空占地图呢？
Why should this tree take up the ground in vain?
但是幸好管园的很有怜悯的心肠。
But it was good that the person tending the garden was very merciful.
再给他机会吧。
And so he begged and said, let's give this tree another chance.
再松开土，再浇些肥，再等待，看它会不会结果。
Let's loosen the soil, let's add some fertilizers and see whether this tree can bear fruits.
也许在世界上你已经有很多的成就。
You may have achieved much in the world.
你也在享受你的成果。
Perhaps you are also enjoying the fruits of your labor.
但是你没有认真的想过。
But have you ever thought
在信仰上
that in the area of faith
你有什么样的成果呢？
What kind of fruits do you have?
我们让我们的主耶稣喜悦，还是让我们的主耶稣失望焦急？
Are we causing our Lord Jesus to be pleased or are we causing him anxiety?
因为他的慈爱可以给我们机会再结果。
Because of his loving kindness, he continues to give us the opportunity to bear fruits.
可是他公义审判的日子却已经定了。
But yet he has already appointed the time of his judgment out of his righteousness.
所以我们每个人都要为自己的得救来努力。
And therefore all of us have to put in effort towards our own salvation.
来结出圣灵的果子。
To bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
这是主所喜悦的。
This is that which is pleasing to the Lord.
请看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5,
我们读22节到25节。
Let's read from verse 22 to 25. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there's no law. Verse 24.And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
这里很清楚告诉我们。
The Bible here tells us clearly.
当我们成为基督徒以后。
That after we become Christians.
我们就不应该再继续顺从我们的肉体来生活了。
We no longer should live according to our flesh.
24节。
Verse 24.
凡属基督耶稣的人。是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情恶意同钉在十字架上了。
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以我们应当要有一种的决心。
And therefore we must have such resolution.
我们不再顺从肉体的情欲而生活。
That we should no longer live our lives according to the lust of our flesh.
我们应该顺从圣灵来行事。
But rather we should walk according to the Spirit.
既然靠圣灵得生。就当靠圣灵行事。
Because if we live in the Spirit, then we also should walk in the Spirit.
那怎么样叫做靠圣灵行事呢？
And what does it mean by walking in the Spirit?
意思就是说顺从圣灵的感动。
It means that we submit ourselves to the motivation of the Holy Spirit.
顺从圣灵的约束，我们的心思意念，还有我们的行为。
We subject ourselves to the Holy Spirit, constraining our ways and our thoughts.
那将我们的个性一定会有所改变。
And in this way, our characters will surely change.
我们一定能够结出这里所说的圣灵的果子来。
Then we will surely be able to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit as listed here.
我们看到他那些情欲的事都已经渐渐成为过去。
And then we can start seeing that all the things of the that belong to the lust of the flesh will be passing away.
我们看到他渐渐成为一个新的人呢。
We can see this person gradually becoming a new person.
所以你说一个人是不是被圣灵充满呢？
Therefore, whether a person is filled with the Holy Spirit.
当然。你要判断他是不是已经得圣灵，当然你要听他是不是讲灵言呢。
Of course, if you want to determine whether a person has received the Holy Spirit, you have to listen to whether he speaks in tongues when he prays.
但是你看一个人是不是真的在心里被圣灵充满呢？
But if you want to determine whether a person truly has the Holy Spirit filling his heart,
那就不是靠听而已了。
Then it is not just through listening to his prayer.
你要看他是不是顺从圣灵，结出圣灵的果子来。
But rather you have to observe whether he has submitted himself to the Holy Spirit.To bear the fruit.
那有一个说他圣灵充满的人。
So if a person who says he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以有一个信徒就很不服气。
So someone says he's filled with the Holy Spirit and another member felt very indignant about it.
如果你真的圣灵充满。
If you are indeed filled with the Holy Spirit.
你就不会整天发脾气啦。
Then you will not always lose your temper.
圣灵的果子之一不就是温柔吗？
It's not one of the aspects of the fruit of the Holy Spirit gentleness.
圣灵的充满就不会那么自私啦。
If you are...Filled with the Holy Spirit, you will not be so selfish.
整天只是顾你自己，没有考虑到别人。
You are always considering only yourself and not others.
一不高兴就骂人家，那人家不高兴可以骂你吗？
At the moment you are unhappy, you start scolding people, but can people scold you back?
还说你圣灵充满。
You still say you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
他说是啊，我是圣灵充满啊。
And so this person says, yes, I am filled with the Holy
Spirit. 我没有仁爱。我没有温柔。
I have no love, I have no gentleness.
不过我有喜乐。
But I have joy.
我每天都很喜乐。
I'm joyful every day.
尤其骂到你们没有生出，我更加喜乐。
And especially when I scold you until you cannot even utter a word, I am so joyful.
我有喜乐的果子。
I have the fruits of joy.
所以我是圣灵充满。
Therefore, I'm one filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样的 argue 也有啊。
And so there are people who argue in this way.
所以英文圣经说哈
And therefore the English Bible says
圣灵所结的果子是一个果子是单数不是很多
The English Bible tells us that it is the fruit of the Spirit It is a singular fruit
那我们习惯上我们说圣灵的果子是有九个果子啦
Sometimes we are so accustomed to saying that there are nine fruits of the Spirit
正确说起来不是九个果子
But in actuality it is notReally nine fruits.
圣灵的果子只有一个。
There's only one fruit of the Spirit.
不过它有九个内容。
But this one fruit of the Spirit has nine different aspects.
这九个内容都是互相连贯的。
And these nine aspects of the content that forms this fruit are joined together.
它们不能够个别独立存在的。
They cannot exist individually on its own.
所以你不能够说我有喜乐，我很高兴，我就是圣灵充满。虽然我没有仁爱，没有温柔。
And therefore, you cannot say that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit just because I have joy, and that is one of the fruits. But I do not have the fruit of gentleness or the fruit of love.
当然，圣灵的恩赐就可以这样说。
Of course, if we are talking about the gifts of the Spirit, we can talk like this.
圣灵的恩赐是不同的。
Because the gifts of the Spirit work in a different way.
又叫一个人说预言，又叫一个人医病，又叫一个人赶鬼。
Someone can have the gift of prophesying. Someone can have the gift of casting out demons. Some can have the gift of healing.
恩赐是不同，而且是个别存在的。
Because gifts are different and they are given individually.To different people.
但是圣灵的果子却不是这样。
But yet the fruit of the Holy Spirit does not work like this.
所以我们要顺从圣灵的感动。
Therefore we have to submit to the motivation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的果子所包含的九个内容我们都应当要追求。
And these nine aspects that make the entire content of the fruit is something we ought to seek.
事实上我们都有的。
And in actual fact we all have these qualities
都有这种的内容存在
We have all these qualities
但是有没有让它继续的发扬真正的结出果子来呢
But do we allow these qualities in us to continue to grow so that they are shown as fruit
或者你在信神在喜乐方面你的确在这一方面做得很好
Perhaps you may have done well in the area of believing in God in being joyful
但是在温柔在仁爱这一方面呢
But yet inLove in gentleness.
这样说起来，我们大家都不完全的。
And if we were to look at ourselves in this way, we know that we are all imperfect.
所以我们应该立下一个 目标和一种的决心。
Therefore, we have to be resolved.
让我们真的能够结出这个完全的、完美的这个圣灵的果子。
That we can indeed bear this complete and perfect fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们所说的追求更多的果子的意思。
And this is what we mean by seeking more abundant fruit.
好，那我们先谈第一样。
Let's talk about the first one.
就是仁爱。
The first quality is love.
如果按照原文这个仁爱中文的读音哦，叫做爱加倍。
If we were to look at the original language of this word love, it is agape.
爱加倍不像一般的爱情是处于感情的。
And agape is not the normal kind of love people know of, which is just a kind of emotion.
或者是因为感情而反映出来的爱。
Or it is not the kind of love that is manifested simply out of interpersonal emotion.
比如说男女之间的恋爱啦。
For example, the love between a man and a woman.
或者是说亲人之间的亲爱啦。
Or the love between relatives.
或者是说朋友之间那一种真诚的友爱啦。
Or the so-called true friendship, the kind of love between friends.
这种的爱是有限的。
Such love is limited.
我们付出多少的爱，我们希望至少得回相等的爱。
Because when people in these conditions shower their loves on another party, they will expect the other party to reciprocate.
如果能够得回，那还能够保持跟继续。
And if this love is reciprocated, then that love can still be maintained. That relationship will be preserved.
可是如果你失望，得不到同相等的爱。
But yet, if you are disappointed and you cannot receive reciprocation in the same way,
你就会埋怨呢。
Then you will start to murmur.
你会后悔的。
You will regret.
早知如此，何必这样的爱他呢？
If I had known this, why would I have loved him so?
不只是这样。
And it's not just like
this. 你会认为你不值得再爱下去，你会停止你的爱的。
We will think that it is not worthwhile for us to love this person, and we will stop loving the person.
这就是我们一般的爱。
And this is the general kind of love that
不管是男女之间的爱，或者是父母之间的爱，或者是朋友的爱，都是这样的。
Regardless of whether it's love amongst friends, amongst a man and woman, or even amongst parents and their children.
但是这里所说的爱加倍就不是这样的爱。
But the agape that is talked about here is not this kind of love.
是处于理智，是处于一种的意志的。
But rather it is a kind of love that has rationality and a kind of resolution.
是没有条件的，也是主动的。
It is unconditional and at the same time it is proactive.
这是属于神那一种的爱。
And this is the kind of love that God has.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
我们读第五节到第八节。
Let's read from verse 5 to verse 8. Romans chapter 5 verse 5 to 8. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone will even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
你怎么解释神的爱呢？
How can you describe or explain the love of God?
他这样解释。
And Paul explains it here.
在我们还做罪人的时候，神就已经准备为我们而死。
While we were still sinners,God has already prepared to die for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And God demonstrates his own love towards us in this way.
换句话说，
In other words,
不管我们人怎么样的反对神，
Regardless of how we men rebel against God,
我们怎样的侮辱神，对不起神，
Regardless of how we do God injustice and how we may blaspheme him,
神也绝对不会因此而反感生气我们，不要爱我们。
God will not cease loving us as a result of that.
他知道我们就是这样的一种罪人。
Because he knows that we are sinners just like this.
但是他仍然愿意无条件的来爱我们。
But though he knew that we were people like this, yet he was willing to love us unconditionally.
他为我们这样死这样爱，我们真的会全部受感动而信服他吗？也未必。
He died for us, all of us, in this way, and will we all know how to appreciate that and show our gratitude towards him? It may not be.
他知道吗？
Did he know?
他完全知道。
He knew this totally.
但是他仍然没有后悔这样的来爱我们。
But yet he had never regretted loving us in that way.
他真的没有改变他这一种的决心。
He had never changed his resolution.
他仍然愿意这样无条件的、主动的、不后悔的继续的爱我们。
He was still willing to take this proactive step in a way that he did not regret, in a way that he continued to do to die for us.
这就是爱加倍。
This is agape.
而圣灵所感动我们神的爱，就是这一种爱加倍。
And the kind of love that the Holy Spirit should motivate us to have is this kind of love, the love that is agape.
五节保罗这样讲。
Therefore, in verse 5, Paul says,
神所赐给我们的圣灵啊，就是要将神的爱，就是这种爱加倍，浇灌在我们的心里面。
He says that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
我们以前只是用我们所了解的人的爱、感情的爱来去爱人家。
In the past, we only love other people by the love which we understand in human terms.
但是现在我们明白神的旨意。
But now we understand the will of God.
我们知道圣灵要我们结的果子。
We know the fruits that the Holy Spirit wants us to bear.
这个仁爱就是爱加倍。
And such love is agape.
不管别人怎样的对我们
，regardless of how others treat us，
怎样的侮辱我们
，regardless of how they mock at us，
或者怎样的伤害我们
，or how they hurt us，
但是我们仍然愿意以神的爱来爱他。
But yet we are still willing to love them with the love of God。
这种爱就是一种无比的善，一种不被改变的善意。
And such love is a kind of unchanging, goodwill。
这是圣灵要我们所结的果子。
This is the fruit of the Holy Spirit which God wants us to bear.
我们愿意顺服圣灵的感动而结出这种的爱加倍吗？
Are we willing to submit to the Holy Spirit to bear this kind of agape love?
我们需要的。
We need this.
要不然你就不配称为天父的儿子。
Otherwise, you are not worthy to be called the child of God.
请看路加福音第六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6,
35节到36节
verse 35 and 36.
路加福音第六章
Luke chapter 6,
35到36节
verse 35 and 36. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore be mercifulJust as your father also is merciful.
你想用人间的爱能够这样去爱吗？
You say, can we love people, in this way by using the love in human terms?
恩待那个忘恩的，
to be kind to the unthankful.
也恩待那一些作恶的，
and also to be kind to the evil.
虽然他是我们的敌人，但我们也要去爱他。
Although they are our enemies, yet we ought to love them.
要好好的善待他。
That we ought to be kind to them and treat them well.
不可以以牙还牙，报复他。
We cannot take revenge. We cannot pay a tooth for a tooth.
如果有人要求我们，
and if someone requires of us,
我们应该不需要去考虑，有能力做得到的就应该帮助他。
We do not even consider, but if we have the ability, then we can help them.
如果没有能力，你可以坦白告诉他，我也跟你一样的肚子饿。
If you do not have the ability, you can tell the same person and say, oh, we are also hungry.
但是无条件的帮助，无条件的爱，谁能够这样的做到呢？
But who can do this kind of love? Who can show this kind of love that is unconditional?
除非你愿意顺服圣灵的感动，结出爱加倍的果子。
Unless you are willing to submit to the motivation of the Holy Spirit,to bear the fruit which is the fruit of love which is agape.
主耶稣说你们需要这样做的。
And the Lord Jesus says you need to do this.
你们要慈悲像你们的父慈悲一样。
You must be merciful just as your father is also merciful.
就是好像天父神的爱是爱加倍。
And just like the love of the Heavenly Father which is agape.
不管别人怎样对我们，我们都要以善意对待他。
Regardless of how other people treat us, we all have to treat themWith goodwill.
所以二十七节我们听主耶稣怎么说。
And therefore in verse 27 the Lord Jesus says,
只是我告诉你们这听到的人。
But I say to you who hear,
你们的仇敌要爱他。
Love your enemies.
恨你们的要待他好。
Do good to those who hate you.
咒诅你们的要为他祝福。
Bless those who curse you.
凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
Pray for those who spitefully use you.
有人打你这边的脸，连那边的脸也由他打。
To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also.
有人夺你的外衣，连里衣也由他拿去。
And from him who takes away your cloak, Do not withhold your tunic either.
凡求你的就给他。
And give to everyone who asks of you.
有人夺你的东西去，就不用再要回来。
And from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back.
没有爱加倍，你没有办法听主耶稣的话，行出这些爱来的。
If you have no agape, you will not be able to listen to these instructions of the Lord to do these things.
你说新约的标准这么样的困难吗？
And are the standards in the New Testament really so difficult?
早知如此，我就做旧约里面的人就好了。
If I had known, I would rather be an Old Testament character.
我们常常是这样想的。
We often think in this way.
但事实上我们是想错了。
But in fact, we have thought wrongly.
在旧约里面的人，他们也一样要顺从圣灵的感动，要行出爱加倍的爱来的。
Because even in the Old Testament, the people had to submit to the motivation of the Holy Spirit.To work out, to show agape love.
我们早上不是听张传道说过以利沙先知的爱吗？
Have we not heard Richard Chang talk about Elisha's love this morning?
当他把亚兰军带进撒玛利亚城的时候，
When he brought the Syrian army into the city of Samaria,
以色列人很高兴，那亚兰军就很惊慌了。
The Israelites were so happy, but the Syrian army started to panic.
王说，我们要不要把这人通通都砍头？
And the king asked whether they would.Slay all those people, all those Syrian people.
他们欺负我们，也砍了不少我们的人啊。
Because in the past, the Syrians have had attacked us, had killed so many of our people.
但是以利沙先知对他们说。
But yet Elisha told the people.
他说，就算是我们去打仗打赢抓回来的，也不应该这样对待他了。
That even if these were captives, that we had gained.Through a battle, we should not treat them in this way.
因为在战争当中，你也被杀了好多人，那杀回他。那是很正常的嘛。
Because in a battle, many of your people are killed, but at the same time, you have also killed many of their people.
但是先知说也不可以这样。
But the prophets say that they should not do that.
因为我们跟一般的国家不同。
Because we are different from the other countries.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
更何况这一些兵丁，你不费一兵一卒，是神的恩典把他抓来的。
And what more, these people have been taken captive not through any of your people's work or any of your people sacrificed, but rather it was God who brought these people to you.
既然是神的恩典，就应当以神的爱来对待他们。
And since you have gained all these people by the grace of God, then you ought to treat them with the love of God.
所以就请他们吃，吃饱了就打发他们平平安安的回去。
And therefore, they then treated these Syrian army kindly and gave them food and drink, and after that, they sent them home.
先知本身做一个榜样。
Prophet himself was an example.
那些百姓也听从先知的教导，也顺服神，做出这样的榜样。
And then the people all submitted to the prophet, and they also behaved likewise.
那我们愿意这样吗？
Are we willing to be like this?
大卫也是另外一个好例子。
David was another good example.
扫罗追杀他。
Saul wanted to kill him.
但是神把他交在大卫的手中。
But yet God delivered Saul into the hands of David many times.
这是大卫做王一个很大的考验。
And that was a very big test for David when he became king.
在这个时候，他发泄他个人的怒气来把他杀掉，还是他遵照神的旨意做一个真正的王，饶恕他。
And at that time, he had a choice whether to vent all his anger and frustrations and kill Saul, or he could be a good king like the way God wanted him to be and spare Saul.
如果大卫在那个时候把扫罗杀掉了
，If David had killed Saul at that time，
我猜想啦，大卫应该没有资格再做王了。
I guess that David would have forfeited his worthiness to become the king。
他就不配再成为一个合神旨意的人了。
Then he will not be one who is pleasing or who is according to the will of God。
因为他也按照一般人一样以牙还牙。
Because he would have been no different from other people, he would have paid a tooth for a tooth.
他忍耐只不过因为他没有机会而已嘛。
And it would then seem that he had endured all those sufferings simply because he did not have the opportunity to retaliate.
那现在有机会了，他就报复了。
But now that he had the opportunity to retaliate, he took it.
可是大卫得胜了。
But David was victorious.
得胜自己，也得胜了考验。
He was victorious over himself and over the test.
让扫罗感动。
And Saul was so moved.
我以恶待你，你却以善待我。
I treated you with evil, but you treated me with kindness.
有谁能够把他的敌人，尤其是一个想要追杀他的敌人，这样平安地放他走呢？
Who can really release an enemy?That have time and again tried to harm you.
他真的配称为是合神旨意的人。
David was indeed one after the heart of God.
他慈悲好像天父的慈悲一样。
And his mercy was just like the mercy of the Heavenly Father.
爱仇敌。
Love your enemy.
恩待那忘恩和作恶的。
Be kind to the unthankful and the evil.
所以大卫是有福的。
And therefore David was a blessed man.
因此我们要学习他。
Therefore we have to learn
在我们信仰生活里面。
That in our life of faith.
圣灵要我们结出的果子就是爱加倍。
The Holy Spirit wants us to bear this fruit of agape.
不管别人怎么样的对待我们。
Regardless of how others treat us.
我们都能够以主的爱来原谅他。
We can always forgive them out of the love of the Lord.
不只是原谅，还要善待他。
And not only just to forgive them, but to even treat them kindly.
这就是更多的果子，更进一步的。
And this is then indeed bearing more fruits that is going one step ahead.
这真的是会让人感动的。
And this kind of fruits will surely move people.
请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
11节。
Verse 11. 1 John chapter 3 verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
我们从起初所听的命令是什么命令呢？
What is the commandment or the message that we have heard from the beginning?
大家都知道。
We all know this.
这就是主耶稣给我们的一条新命令。
And this is the new commandment which the Lord Jesus has given us.
我们以为这是什么新命令呢？除了十条诫命。
Apart from the Ten Commandments, what other new commandment is there?
大家很注意听。
And everyone became very attentive.
耶稣说。
So the Lord Jesus
said, 我给你们的新命令就是要你们彼此相爱。
And the new commandment that I give to you,is that you ought to love one another.
那我们轻松了一下。
And then we start being so relieved.
这不就是我们平时在学习的吗？我们都彼此相爱啊，一起扬两杯。
Isn't this what we have all been learning all this while? Isn't this what we have been doing already?
但是主耶稣解释。
But yet the Lord Jesus explained.
我怎样爱你们，你们也应当怎样相爱。
He says, this new commandment is that you ought to love one another just as I have loved you.
所谓新命令就是以新的态度、新的观念来去实行。
And by this new commandment, it means that it is to be viewed from a new angle, to be executed from a new, in a new way.
就是从此以后要以神的爱来去彼此相爱。
In other words, from henceforth, they had to love one another by the love or in the same way as the love of God.
不是爱而已，是爱加倍。
And it is not just the human terms of love, but rather agape love.
不管人怎样对我们，
regardless of how men treat us,
我们都应当要这样的善待他。
We ought to treat them kindly.
所以接下去他说，
And therefore he continues to say,
不要像该隐一样，
not as Cain,
连他的兄弟因为嫉妒他，眼红他，都会把他杀掉的。
Who even killed his own brother, just simply because he wasjealous of him.
如果我们心中怀恨不能够原谅，
if we bear hatred in our hearts, then we cannot forgive other people.
如果我们嫉妒而生气，
if we are jealous to the extent that we become angry,
那这样我们就没有爱加倍，没有神的爱在我们里头了。
Then we do not have agape, we do not have the love of God in us.
所以在十八节他说，
and therefore in verse 18 he says,
小子们啊，
my little children,
我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，
let us not love in word or in tongue,
总要在行为和诚实上，
but in deed and in truth,
实实在在的听从主的话，
to sincerely and truthfully listen to the word of God,
顺从圣灵的感动，
to submit to the motivation of the Holy Spirit,
结出圣灵的果子，
to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
就是仁爱，
which is the fruit of love,
就是爱加倍，
which is agape,
不是用嘴巴说的，
not just paying lip service.
有一个基督徒他养了一只鹦鹉，
there was a Christian who reared a parrot.
那么他就训练他讲属灵的话。
And this Christian then trained the parrot to speak spiritual words.
他真的成功训练吗？
And he indeed successfully trained the parrot.
他认为最重要的就是主耶稣所说这一条新命令。
And so he thought that the most important was the new commandment which the Lord Jesus gave.
所以训练鹦鹉来提醒他们要彼此相爱。
And so he trained the parrot to remind them to love one another.
所以每天你都会听到这个鹦鹉这样说。
So every day you hear the parrot say,
Hello, 我们要彼此相爱。
Hello, we have to love one another.
像不像鹦鹉啊？那么他的侄儿听到很高兴，二伯有这样的鹦鹉啊，他们都来看啊。
And so his nephew became very interested when he heard that his uncle had this kind of parrot. So he and some other nephews came to take a look.
真的，这个鹦鹉一看到他们呢， Hello,我们要彼此相爱。
So indeed, when the parrot saw them, the parrot said, "Hello, we have to love one another."
这个小家伙当然很高兴了，这么可爱的鹦鹉。
And of course, this little Children then became very happy because there was such a cute parrot.
所以他们就伸手进去摸它了，都逗它玩了。
So they stretched out their arms and they started to play the parrot.
哪里知道这个鹦鹉老是不客气，咚一下叮到它的手。
And so they did not realize that the parrot didn't like that, and the parrot just turned around and pecked their hand.
牙尖嘴利啊，叮到它都差不多流血了，在那边呱呱叫啊。
And the beak was so sharp that that it really hurt the hands of these children.
哎。 那么这个鹦鹉很高兴地拍拍翅膀啊。
When this parrot was so happy, he started to flap his wings.
又在说, Hello, 我们要彼此相爱。
And then he continued to say, Hello, we have to love one another.
那个小孩子很生气啊。
So these little children were so angry.
哎呀,给跳啊, 不用不敢喊来说相爱。 他说, 爱你的头, 你在那边盯人家的, 那你还要说彼此相爱。
So these little children say, What rubbish is this? You say love one another, but yet, You peck me with your beak.
那我们明白约翰长老所说的了。
But we understand what John says.
小子们啊,
My little children.
我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上。
Let us not love in word or in tongue.
总要在行为和诚实上。
But indeed and in truth.
行为和诚实上。
Indeed and in truth.
真正结出圣灵的果子来。
In other words, truly bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
让我们大家都分享这一种爱的果子。
So that we can all share in this fruit.
这是我们要祈求的。
This is something we have to seek.
好，我讲第二样。
I talk about the second kind, the second quality,
喜乐,
which is joy.
这个喜乐在英文上是很特别的一个喜乐。
And this joy is also a very different kind of joy.
因为这个喜乐不是从世上来的，而是从神来的。
Because this joy is not the joy that comes from the world, but from God.
如果明天拜五拜六，明天我们都中了，我们一定很高兴啊。
If we strike Toto tomorrow, we'll be very happy.
或者如果放榜了，我们考上九个 A， 那我看做父母的，连他的亲戚阿姨姨丈都会感觉到很光荣。
Or if we score 9 A's in our examinations, then we will be so joyful, and probably even the whole family and the extended family will be so happy.
或者我们在比赛里面，我们都打到冠军。
Or perhaps we become the champion in a particular race.
那也是一种喜乐了。
That is also a kind of joy.
不过这都是属于。
comes from God.
最代表性的就是哈巴谷先知。
And one of the most classic examples is that of Prophet Habakkuk.
有位弟兄说他想改名叫做哈巴谷。
And there was a brother who said that he wants to change his name to become Habakkuk.
我告诉他你有考虑清楚吗？
And I asked him, have you considered clearly?
你知道哈巴谷是怎样的吗？
Do you know what kind of a person Habakkuk was.
我就告诉他,
so I told him.
哈巴谷最代表性的话就是在哈巴谷书三章17节到19节这一段。
And I said the most representative statement of Habakkuk can be found in Habakkuk chapter 3 verse
17到19节。
Verse 17 to 19.
他说,
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19, he said,
虽然无花果树不发光,
though the fig tree may not blossom,
葡萄树不结果,
nor fruit be on the vines,
橄榄树也不效力,
though the labor of the olive may fail,
田地也不吃粮食,
and the fields yield no fruit,
圈中绝了羊,
though the flock may be cut off from the fold,
棚内也没有牛,
and there be no herd in the stalls.
如果真的发生这样的事情,
if these kind of things happen,
你还能够快乐吗?
Can you still be joyful?
本来你有很多来源啊,
you initially had a lot of these resources.
没有这一样我还有好多样,
if I do not have these, I still have others.
但是如果样样都没有了,
but yet if you have nothing,
在这个时候你还能够快乐吗?
Can you still be joyful at that time?
你还有依靠吗?
Do you still have a reliance?
你还笑得出来吗?
Are you still able to laugh?
但是哈巴谷先知怎么说呢?
But what did Habakkuk say?
然而我要因耶和华欢喜。
Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
因救我的神喜乐。
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
主耶和华是我的力量。
The Lord God is my strength.
他使我的脚快如母蹄母鹿的蹄。
He will make my feet like deer's feet.
又使我稳行在高处。
And he will make me walk on my high heels.
面对这样的困境。 哎，对不起。
If we If we meet with this kind of difficult situation,
他仍然能够不改变他的信仰。
Yet Habakkuk did not change his faith.
他仍然能够快乐。
He was still able to be joyful.
这个快乐是真的是从神来的。
And such joy indeed comes from God.
从他的信仰来的。
From his faith.
我们也有这样的信仰。
Do we have this kind of faith?
哈巴谷的神就是我们的神。
The faith of Habakkuk is our God as well.
我们听的道理比哈巴谷更多呢。
Oh, sorry, the God of Habakkuk is our God as well, and we have listened to more words than Habakkuk has heard.
至低限度他就没有听过主耶稣所讲的登山保护8福。
At the very least, Habakkuk has never heard the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitude spoken by the Lord Jesus.
我们懂的道理比他更多的。
We know a lot of truth more than Habakkuk.
他还不知道弥赛亚到底是谁呢。
He still does not know, he still did not know who the Messiah was.
但是我们已经知道了。
But we already know.
我们也还得到这个圣灵了。
We have also received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们能不能够像他一样。
But can we be like Habakkuk?
因为这个样的信仰，因为这一位神，我们能够真正的快乐呢？
That we can be joyful because of this faith, because of this God.
这样检讨起来。
And if we were to reflect on ourselves in this way,
原来我们所追求的快乐是从世界上来的快乐。
We will discover that the joy that we are often seeking is just the joy in this world.
正如我们所要的一样。
Just like the things that we want.
快乐很快就会完了的。
Then this kind of joy will pass by very quickly.
快乐吗？不是很快就乐完吗？对不起，你追求这一种的快乐，你会失望的。
If you seek the kind of joy in the world, then you will be disappointed.
所以你追求了一样，你又在追求另外一样。
And therefore, if you seek one kind of joys, you will then have to seek many and many others.
因为很快就没有快乐了。
Because very quickly you will lose the joy.
你想哪样东西不是这样呢？
And you think about it, what things in the world are not like
this? 从你住的屋子，从你坐的车子，从你穿的鞋子，你的衣服，通通都是这样的。
From your house to your car to your clothes to your shoes, they all have these same characteristics.
的确是快乐的。
They will bring you some joy.
但是这个乐很快就过去，你又要追求新的了。
But often these joys will pass by so quickly that you always want to seek new ones.
所以主耶稣说，
Therefore the Lord Jesus
said, 你如果喝世上的水，你喝了还要再喝的。
If you drink the water of the world, you will still be thirsty and you will want to drink some more.
好像这个虽然是很好喝，好像美净水这样，但是你很渴的。
And this water may be so nice to drink and you really love to drink it, but you will thirst again.
但是我给你生命的活水，
But I want to give you living water,
是永远不渴的。
And that when you drink of it, you will no longer thirst.
因为它是从心里面涌出来的。
Because this water will come out of your belly, from your heart.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. And you became followers of us, and of the Lord,having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit.
第六节哈，第一章第六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6.
这里说，你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
Here says that you having received the word in affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit.
一个人在大难当中能站立得稳吗？
Can a person even stand firm in the midst of affliction?
虽然保罗早就预备他们的心。
Although Paul had already prepared their hearts prior to that.
我们看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了。
And Paul says, for in fact we told you beforehand, when we were with you, that we would suffer tribulation just as it happened, and you know.
他担心他们因为信了耶稣受了许多的患难，信心会动摇。
He was afraid that these believers would be shaken in their faith because they meet with tribulation after believing in Jesus.
所以他预先呢，栽培他们，训练他们。
And therefore he warned them beforehand and he tried to prepare them and train them.
好像我们训练兵一样，不过在打仗的时候能不能够打，那又是另外一回事了。
And it's just like we training up an army, but whether they can fight in a battle, we do not know yet.
所以真的患难临到的时候，
And therefore when tribulation really comes,
他们真的能够打一场胜仗吗？
Can they really fight a victorious battle?
连保罗都担心了。
Even Paul was concerned.
因为他们是新信不久的信徒啊。
Because they were believers who had embraced the faith, only recently.
不像我们这一些老油条信徒哦。
Not like the old time believers like us.
所以第五节他说。
And therefore in verse 5 he said,
我既然不能够再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。 恐怕那引诱人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然了。
He says, for this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you, that our labor might be in vain.
但是提摩太回来报告好消息。
But Timothy came back and brought good news.
他们虽然是的确是在大患难。
Although they were indeed in great tribulation,
他们不但坚持信心。
But not only did they hold firm to their faith,
他们仍然充满着喜乐啊。
They were still filled with joy.
这个喜乐从哪里来呢？
Where did this kind of joy come from?
第一章的第六节就告诉我们
，In chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible tells us，
在这个时候，圣灵帮助他们。
That it was at that time that the Holy Spirit helped them。
他们在大难中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
And they received the Holy Spirit that was brought about by, they received peace that was brought about by the Holy Spirit。
所以他们不但坚持信仰
，And therefore not only did they hold firm to their faith，
也成为马其顿、亚盖亚所有信主之人的榜样。
They also became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia，
也成为我们今天信徒的榜样。
And they also become examples for all of us believers。
所以我们要明白神的旨意。
Therefore we have to understand the will of God。
我们要靠圣灵行事。
We have to walk according to the Spirit，
就是追求这一种属灵的喜乐。
In others, we must seek this kind of spiritual joy。
为什么能够有这样的喜乐呢？
Why did he have this kind of spiritual joy？
那我们看有些人得了圣灵，不是圣灵很充满，不过整天祷告起来以后还是愁眉苦脸的吗？
But have we not seen many believers who have received the Holy Spirit and seem to be filled with the Holy Spirit when they pray, but the moment they get up from the prayer, they still have that sulky face？
圣灵感动他，不过他越想越伤心。
And the more the Holy Spirit motivates him, the more he becomes sad.
越想越害怕。
And the more he thinks about it, the more frightened he becomes.
啊，怎么圣灵的感动不是感动他越来越快乐，越来越刚强，反而感动他越来越伤心，越来越害怕呢？
But why is the Holy Spirit not motivating him to be stronger and to be more joyful, but rather to be sadder and more frightened?
圣灵是这样的感动哈。
Does the Holy Spirit indeed move us in this way?
我想圣灵绝对是要感动他喜乐跟坚强的。
I believe that the Holy Spirit is definitely wanting to motivate him to become joyful and
坚强
and strong，
但是他不放心。
But yet he cannot set his heart at peace。
真的吗
？Is this true？
真的能够交托吗
？Can I really entrust all this to God？
这个苦能够忍受吗
？Can I really endure this suffering？
所以他自己越想，真的越伤心，越想越害怕。
And therefore, the more he thinks, the more frightened he becomes.
那是他自己感动。
And that is he himself moving himself.
那是他自己在担心。
It is he himself getting worried.
假如没有这样呢？ If, 假如那样呢？
If this does not happen in this way, does not happen in that way.
所以他没有办法顺从圣灵的感动。
Therefore, he cannot submit himself to the motivation of the Holy Spirit.
他知道这样不对。
He knows that this is not
correct. 因此他更伤心。
And therefore, he becomes sadder.
就是这样呢。
And this is the way.
那什么时候他能够脱出离这个挣扎？
But only at which time can he break himself free from that struggle，
能够接触这个圣灵的果子，
that he can indeed come and bear the fruit of the Spirit。
我真的相信神，
I really believe in God。
我真的愿意把一切交托给他，
I really am willing to entrust everything to him。
以前我不明白，
in the past I did not understand，
但是现在我明白，
but now I do。
我深知我所信的是谁，
for I know whom I have believed。
我也深信他能够保守我交托给他的，
and I also believe that he is able to accomplish that which I've entrusted to him。
如果你对神没有这样的信任，
if you do not have this kind of faith in God，
我交托给他，他真的会保守吗？
And if I entrust this to him, can he really preserve it？
他给我的苦杯我能够喝得下吗？
Can I really drink this bitter cup that he gives？
神好像是很喜欢专门找人家的毛病的。
It seems that God is always looking for trouble in people。
这是我们一般人的观念。
This is the concept that many people have。
但是保罗说不是的。
But Paul says it is not true。
我们的神是信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God。
信实好像我们等下要讲的哈。好，先顺便讲一下先啦，他不会开我们的玩笑的。
God will not joke with us。
他知道我们能够承担的是多少。
He knows how much we can bear。
好像我们做父母知道我们的儿女的力量是多少的。
Just like as parents, we know how much abilities our own children have。
这么小、这么弱的身体，你会拿大的重担交给他来压扁他吗
？If your child is only so small and is only so strong, will you give him such a big burden that he'll be flattened？
不会的。
Definitely not。
所以保罗说。
And therefore Paul says，
我们所遇到的试探无非是人所能够忍受的。
The temptations that befall us are only those that we can overcome。
神是信实的神，
God is a faithful God.
他不会把那一些我们不能够承担的重担交给我们的。
He will not give us burdens that are too heavy for us to bear.
如果这个试探真的过于我们所能够忍受的，那怎么办呢？
But if this temptation indeed is beyond what we can bear, then what should we do?
保罗说，那他就会开一条出路，让我们可以忍受得住的。
Paul says then God will open a way for us that we may have a way of escape.
我们最近常常听说走出去就有路，真的吗？
We often hear recently that the moment you walk out, there is a path.
如果真的是就不用那么麻烦走来走去了。
If this is true, then we do not need to waste so much time walking around.
但是我们相信。
But yet we believe.
我们借着祷告，把我们所要的、我们所担心的、所害怕的交托给神。
That in our prayers we can commit to God all the things that we are worried about, that we are afraid about.
我们就真的有一条出路。
And if this were the case, then we really have a path.
我们的心就能够开了。
Our hearts can be opened.
虽然不能够心花怒放、开花的结那种，但一定能够结出圣灵的果子。
But although we may not be so open in our hearts and so happy that it's as though flowers bloom in our hearts, but at least we can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
哎，有一个女佣，她生活很苦。
There was a maid who was going through a difficult time in her life.
但是她其实很快乐。
But yet she was very joyful.
她的老板娘很有钱。
Her mistress was very rich.
但是却是很不快乐。
But yet her mistress was very unhappy.
所以看到这个女佣这么穷，但是她这么快乐，她真的有点不甘愿呢。
And so when this rich mistress saw that her maid was so poor and yet so joyful, she became even more unhappy.
她说：“你这么高兴做什么？”
And so she asked her maid, "Why are you so happy?
你不担心的吗？”
Are you not afraid? Are you not worried?
她抬起头，担心什么？
So this maid turned around and said, "What should I be worried about?"
担心什么？比如我不高兴炒你鱿鱼，你就没有钱赚了。
For example, you should be worried that when I'm unhappy, I'll sack you, and then you will have no means of income.
你每天都要等我出粮，因为这是 part time 的话，每天都等我出粮给你买东西给小孩子吃，不出粮给你，你吃什么东西？
Because you are just a part time maid, and you will have to wait for me to give you your salary every day. And if I were to sack you, then how would your children eat?
哎，那就算我不炒你鱿鱼。
And even if I were not to sack you,
那如果你病了呢？
What if you were sick?
你哪里有钱看医生？
Where would you find money to see a doctor?
那你的孩子谁靠照顾他？
And who will take care of your kids?
或者你遇到意外？
Or if you were to meet with an accident?
我不是要咒诅你，忽然间你出去跌倒跌断腿，或者遇到车祸，那你要怎么办？
I'm not cursing you, but really if you were to walk out and you happen to fall down, break your leg, or if you were to meet with a car accident, what would you do?
昨天隔壁的阿嫂不是跌下去就断了两条腿吗？
Did an auntie next door not fall down yesterday and break two of her limbs?
你看她还会引证很多的见证来加强她的见证呢。
So she can still bring so many so-called testimonies to add to her point.
为什么你还这么开心？
Why are you so joyful? Are you not worried of such things?
她就抬起头来对她老板娘说。
So this maid lifted up her head and told her mistress.
她老板娘说：“我知道你为什么不开心了。”
And she said, "Mistress, now I know why you are so unhappy.
你有病啊。”
You are sick.
她生气。What's 有什么病？
So this mistress became angry. What are you talking about?
你有心病。
You have a sickness in your heart.
心病你也知道这么厉害。
Do you even know I have a sickness in my heart?
刚才你告诉我的。
You told me earlier.
你的心病就是假如病。
So I diagnose that the sickness in your heart is the sickness of what if.
你如果没有假如，你就会跟我一样的快乐了。
If you do not have this hypothetical what ifs that may happen, then you will be as joyful as I am.
当然，你驾车，你在路上常常看到有车祸啦。
Of course, when you're driving, you often see accidents in the road.
但是你怎么这么有信心，你一出去就是车祸呢？
But why do you have so much faith that the moment you drive out, you'll meet with an accident?
你有这样大的信心吗？
Do you have this kind of big faith?
你当然不相信啦。
Of course, you do not believe.
你不用去担心的。
There's nothing for you to worry about.
在路上一定会有意外的。
There will definitely be accidents on the road.
那有的时候我们尽量小心咯。
But we just try our best to be careful.
真的不幸有意外了，那就处理。不是处理后事啊，就是去解决它了。
But if unfortunately we really meet with an accident, then we just solve the problems there and then.
这种是会发生的事情。
These are things that may happen.
但是现在还没有发生，你何必拿来现在来担心和害怕呢？
But if these things have not happened, why are you using them to be the source of your worries
and your fear? 总有一天我会死的。
One day I will surely die.
那你何必现在就担心说我要死了？
Then why should I be worried now that I'll die?
你不需要担心的。
There's no need for you to fear.
哎。 如果我们能够这样的信任我们的神，
If we can trust our God in this way,
我们会很开心的。
Then we will be very happy.
你说是不是？
Do you think so?
是谁决定你开开心心过日，还是决定你忧忧愁愁过日呢？
Who determines whether you lead your life in a joyful way or lead your life in a in a sad way?
我们说命运呢？
Some people say fate.
我命苦啊。
Oh, I have a ill fate.
生下来就在恶劣的环境。
I've been born into such an adverse environment.
生开心也开心不起来。
That I cannot even bring myself to be joyful.
所以我们怨环境，怨命运，怨我们的父母。
So often we blame our fate, we blame our environment, we blame our parents.
就算我们现在信耶稣明白道理了，但有时候我们还是被这一些思想来困住我们的心灵啊。
So much so that even now after we believe in Jesus, we seem to know the truth, but yet often we allow our hearts to be bound by this kind of attitude.
其实主耶稣已经释放我们了。
In fact, the Lord Jesus has already freed us.
让我们在圣灵里面可以真正的快乐的。
That in the Holy Spirit we can truly be joyful.
我们的生命，我们的前途，不是在命运，也不是在环境的手中。
Our lives and our future does not lie in our so-called fate or lies in money.
是在主耶稣的手中。
But rather it lies in the hands of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们应该像保罗所说的，应当一无挂虑。
Therefore, we ought to be, as what Paul says, that we should be anxious for nothing.
把这一切交托给神。
But rather to entrust all these things to God.
我们就能够快乐了。
Then we can be joyful.
这样说起来，决定我们快乐跟忧愁、害怕的是我们的心。
And therefore, that which determines whether we are joyful or we are sad is our hearts.
难怪圣经说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，就是这个道理。
No wonder the Bible tells us that we ought to keep our hearts with all diligence above anything else.
我们的心就是好像一个驾驶盘一样啊。
Our heart is just like a steering wheel.
你是转左还是转右呢？
Whether you are you turning left or right?
这是很重要的。
This is very critical.
哎，有一个老太婆很不开心。
There was an old lady that was very unhappy.
下雨天，她当然不开心啊。
Of course, she would be unhappy during rainy days.
不要说老太婆，我们也不开心的。
Let's not talk about old ladies. Even we will be unhappy.
不过晴天，她也不开心的哦。
But then she was still unhappy even when there was good weather.
哎，通常好天气哈，那个西人就是啊 ，lovely day 哈。
And normally when the weather is good, the people in the West will be so happy and they say, oh, what a lovely day.
但是她不开心的。
But yet she was unhappy.
那人家就问她为什么呢
？So people started to ask her what her problem was.
你不知道的。
And so she said, oh, you do not know.
下雨天的时候。
That when it rains.
我的儿子是做泥水的。
My son is in the cement business.
那下雨天不能够做就没有收入了。
And because, if it is raining, then he will not be able to, do anything and he will have no income.
啊，那也是了哈。
So that is true.
那么晴天那就应该高兴他可以做工了。
If that was the case, then you ought to be happy during good weather, because your son will be able to work.
你不知道我另外一个儿子哦，是卖雨伞的。
You do not know. I have another son who sells umbrellas.
晴天哪里有生意做呢
？And if the weather is good, how can he have business?
难怪他下雨天也不开心，晴天他也不开心。
No wonder she's unhappy even during good weather or bad weather.
那个人就对他说：“阿婆，你转过来想。
”So that person told this lady, old lady, just think about it the other way around.
晴天的时候，你就想那个做泥水的孩子。
When it is during good weather, you just think about your son who is in that cement business.
你就开心了。
Then you'll be happy.
下雨天的时候，你就想卖雨伞的孩子。
And then when it is raining, you just think about your son that is selling umbrellas.
那这样不管是晴天和雨天，你都一样高兴了。
And if that was the case, then whether it is during good weather or bad weather, you will be very happy.
她真的这样去做了。
And she really did it
that way. 那她真的天天都开心起来了。
And she really became happy every day.
她很后悔啊。
And she regretted.
为什么我以前这么笨？
Why was I so stupid in the past?
人家一点就透。
And the moment someone just enlightened me, I can understand it.
那还好啊。
And this was still good.
有些人点迹都不明啊。
But some people do not seem to understand, even though people may point out to them.
那就真的天天都伤心、忧愁和害怕了。
And if that were the case, then they would indeed be...So unhappy and so frightened every day.
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us,
我们应当喜乐
We ought to be joyful.
常常喜乐
We ought to rejoice always.
靠着我们的主，我们能够喜乐的。
And we can indeed rejoice if we rely on our Lord.
哈巴谷先知讲得更好了。
And did prophet Habakkuk not say it even better?
就算无花果不结果了。
Even if the fig trees, do not bear fruits.
但我因为神，我还是一样欢喜快乐。
But yet, I will still be joyful because of my God.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够学习
that we can learn.
结出这两样的果子
to bear these two qualities of the fruit of the Spirit.
就是仁爱和喜乐
which is love and joy.
同心默祷
Let's say a silent prayer.